Position tonight, Dean Henderson, who usually leads off these fourth Fridays, is now on third tonight because John is up in Canada. Hello, Dean. Thanks very much for staying up late there in the great, wonderful, wild Ozarks.
Hey, man, who's on first, you know? So, yeah, I'm the cleanup guy.
Yeah.
Right? So, sorry about the baseball metaphor. My Twins made the playoffs, man, so I'm a Twins fan.
You mean the Somali Twins? I'm
baseball
kidding.
Team. Yeah, I know.
I wonder if there are many of our newly arrived residents of this country are involved in if they like baseball.
Well, you know, if they're from the
hard to imagine Muslims at a ball
America.
Game, but you never know.
Yeah. The best players in baseball right now are the guys from like Dominican Republic, Venezuela.
Yep.
Curacao.
Yep.
Because they grow up playing like stick ball because they can't afford bats and balls, so they just like get a stick and then they have the
oh,
ball.
No,
so
the dedication. So, oh, they have a lust for it.
Yeah, the stick is so much smaller than a bat, and so then what they throw them is smaller than a baseball, so they get such good eye hand coordination because of that.
Hey, that's a good point. That's very interesting.
Just having to patch it together, you know. So
they're kind of like playing micro baseball, so when you play full-size baseball, it's easier for them.
It's like hitting a basketball, you know, or something, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Kind of interesting, but I do like baseball. It's kind of a, it's a really...
It's an intellectual game.
Kind of, like chess. It's kind of a chess game, and there's so many different little things. How have you been? I'm not going to get that blizzard, are you? Now that's going to stay, I'm sure, north.
Oh, I don't.
Probably west to you, I think.
I haven't even looked, to be perfectly honest. Let me take a look.
I think Idaho and the Panhandle, Idaho, and I think like Missoula, my old stomping grounds, are supposed to get in out. You know, but it's going to.
How
be
did you
big,
like living in Montana?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, it was great. I love hiking. I probably hiked more trails there than a lot of people. So we did a lot of backcountry hiking, and back then it was just there was no influx of movie stars yet. I got there before that all happened, and kind of why I left is because it happened, and just a lot of money moved in, and it kind of became like this little Switzerland. Just a lot of money moved in, like movie stars and Ted Turner, and just, you know, and it just kind of got gentrified, and it's happened all, you know, you've seen it happen even where you're at. I mean, it's happened in the Rockies, too. And
well, it happened in Santa Barbara. I grew up in Santa Barbara.
And that's probably why you've been a lot of there, yeah.
That's exactly why. Oh, yeah.
I had
Dennis Miller, Oprah, they're all right down on my neighborhood. No thanks.
Yeah, they'd come into Montana and they wouldn't even negotiate and on the land prices, and the locals, you know, they'd be laughing all the way to the bank on these guys. And then, you know, if you live there, you couldn't afford land. And so it's just been really, I call it Little Switzerland, you know, that whole area. It's kind of like Little Davos now. And I don't know, it's kind of disgusting. It's beautiful country, though. I love the country. It's something else.
Hey, how would you compare? And I haven't been to either. Compare Wyoming and Montana. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, they are. I like Wyoming too. The people, I really like the people of Wyoming a lot. They're really understated, self-deprecating a lot. They mm-hmm. like giving themselves more shit than they like giving other people shit, but they like that too. And I guess it's less people than Montana, but very similar kinds of people. Just a little different from the Colorado crowd and for the South, a little hardier, yeah. I guess, because the winters are really hard and you have to learn to laugh about it. And I think they're pretty similar, especially when you get out to eastern Montana. I mean, Missoula is kind of this little... You know, I guess, I don't know, alternative or hippie or left mecca of Montana. The rest of it's pretty darn conservative, like much like Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Missoula has the University of Montana. That's why I ended up there. I got a full ride to get my master's degree there. And I just ended up staying for 10 years, you know, but it's a nice part of the country. You know, that whole Northwest is nice. I got out your way quite a bit when I was there and got to see a lot of Oregon and Washington, and I'm really glad I got to live there for 10 years, you know. And I'm also glad I moved out of there and moved here, you know, honestly.
I didn't want to leave Santa Barbara because it geographically is beautiful. I lived on the ocean for 10 years, right on the ocean. But I went to UC Santa Barbara, and but up here, I'm at 2,300 feet in the mountains. Mm-hmm. You get four seasons. You're in the Ozarks. Nice. You got all nature. It's everywhere.
Four seasons, four mild seasons. Yeah. You know, kind of like you, nothing too harsh. And yeah, it's really not too bad. There's probably a lot of similarities, really, but stuff like that. But it just happens to the. It's like that Don Henley song, "The Last Resort." You know, all about how you know California's a paradise, and so that's why it's just got trashed. You know, people just came
or
there.
Or did it ever?
Too many people, and it's because it's so beautiful and the climate's so nice. And that's a great song. It just pretty much sums it up. You know, so
that's a lot of wonderful people still in California. I feel really sorry for them. A lot of them are trapped. There's a tremendous. Exit. There are moving, but a lot of them can't.
There always is too. Yeah. There's an influx and there's people leaving, and you know, I know. So, but it's a beautiful part of the country, you know, up in there where you live, man. If I ever moved out of here, I'd go back there probably somewhere.
Well, with the southern end of the state, and it must be five or six. Mountain lakes within 20 minutes to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All pine surrounded, just stunning.
Rogue River.
Stunning. Yeah. The Rogue River is just beautiful. Yeah.
Nice country. It is.
It's good.
What's Klamath Falls like? You know, because I noticed, like, when I was kind of thinking about moving back that way, you know, Klamath Falls just seemed like.
Klamath is on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
The Cascades.
It's more snow and. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's colder. It's drier. Not
mm-hmm.
nearly as pretty as this side mm-hmm. of the mountains, the western side. So I don't.
Yeah.
That's not one of my favorite places to go, but there's some good people there, of course.
I just noticed like the real estate and the rents were like much cheaper, and I guess I figured that was probably why. You know, just all
that's
that
why
he said. Mm-hmm, exactly. Yep. So, it looks like we're entering a constitutional crisis. So that's interesting.
And, well, that's been the plan, I think, and
I think this
that's
is
exactly
the start
what's happening.
Of the, yeah, uh-huh. I think
here's where we're going. And let me lay this out, and then I want you to dive in. As you know, I've been saying for 34 months now that Hillary is going to run against Trump again, and she's made another statement now, which is looking very much like that's about to happen. I could say, I'm going to, Dick Morris, remember Dick Morris, the Clintons, one of the top mark. He has said, indirectly, but directly, indirectly, that she is running. And that's a fact. She says today, Trump knows he is an illegitimate president. Now that's a quote, illegitimate president. That's going to be a very strong factor, a phrase in her reappearance. Watch. Illegitimate president. She can make the case that the election was taken from her. People can make the case for anything anymore, and they will. She's backing the impeachment inquiry. You watch. The last meeting she had in private with the Democratic pack of jackasses was with the fake Indian, Loony Lizzie Warren, who's now the number one. So I think she probably sat down with Lizzie and said, look, what do you want? I'm going to need your support. So that's probably the deal there.
Yeah, she supported her last time instead of Bernie. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's just creepy that she just comes out of the woodwork all of a sudden because we haven't heard from her for, I don't know, it's been nice, right? It's just like you never hear from her and all of a sudden.
He's been planning. She's had her whole team put together for the last 2 years.
And it's also funny how a whistleblower is a good thing now, even though, you know, they threw Assange into jail.
Yes.
We know he's dead and Snowden, you know. I mean, you know, they just go after whistleblowers. That's what they do. And all of a sudden the whistleblower is good. We don't know who this guy is. My guess is he's British intelligence and working for the crown. I mean, how do you tap the Oval Office of a president anyway? How does that work exactly? Who gets to listen to those conversations and why are they listening to them? This is what they did to Nixon. And they did, and they did it when they wanted Nixon gone. And that was a coup. I mean, that was a coup by the Rockefeller bunch. Nixon did some things they didn't like. He took us off the gold standard. He helped Indian tribes by giving them back land. He did price controls on food. He started the EPA and really the modern environmental movement. I mean, Nixon, as conservative and right-wing as he was, did some kind of weird things that made him look like Mao Zedong sometimes, you know, and they didn't like it, so they got rid of him. And that was why, you know, Haldeman, that's why Kissinger, you know, the Rockefeller's number one lieutenant, and Alexander Haig, who they later gave a job for his work at Chase Manhattan as the chairman of the board, they pulled off that coup. And Deep Throat, well, that's, you know, I mean, that whole Woodward and Bernstein, they're just a couple of Zionists who helped them do it. So they're going to do the same thing to Trump. We'll see how far it goes. But to my mind, this is the crown. This is the you know, Steele dossier was Christopher Steele, MI6 agent. It's all been a crown. Jacob, you know, Schiff, or Adam Schiff, I mean, of the Schiff banking dynasty, which is married with the Rothschilds. They were gophers of the Rothschilds, one of the first families to come over here and take over our banking system for those guys, along with the Kuhn Loeves, which they're also intermarried with, the Schiffs. It's just all right there if you know your history. But if you don't, you're just like, oh, yeah, that's right, Trump, yeah. I mean, and look at Ukraine. It's the most corrupt government on the planet. And if a guy is going to deny him aid, good. And you look at Hunter Biden and what he did and how Joe Biden bragged about it on video. He's the president of the United States. He's investigating criminal activity by his citizens in Ukraine. So what's wrong with that? I mean, the whole thing is just upside down, of course. And, you know, it makes people, and I'm not a Trump fan, as you know, but this is a coup. And I think we're going to go off to the races from here. So this will precipitate an economic crash, which has been, you know, that's part of the plan. This is part of the plan. They put Trump in there so they could crash it on him. He's an unlikable guy. He's got a kind of a weird personality.
Oh, he's been bragging about his booming economy, too.
Yeah, that's it. And people don't like it. I don't blame him. It is a bad personality, but he's the perfect guy to crash it on. And then, you know, the media will say, oh, we told you so. And Hillary's crowd, oh, we told you so. And then, oh, right. You know, so here we go with the New World Order crowd again. And then Brexit's coming up end of the month. And, you know, Mark, end of next month, and Mark Carney over there in Jackson Hole talking down the dollar saying, oh, yeah, we need to go to a global cryptocurrency based on IMF special drawing rates and all this stuff. So then after Brexit, are we going to have the economic crisis necessary to bring in this, basically this one world currency, this one world government, third temple building in Israel, this kind of thing. So I think this is what I was feeling. I told you earlier, Jeff, I think something big is coming this fall, and I think this is the beginning of the something big. Whatever it is, they're really trying to accelerate their agenda right now because they know the awareness is outpacing them almost right now. I mean, the awareness of who's behind all this is exploding, and they know they have to get this done as fast as they can, and this is going to be part of it. This Trump witch trial or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, and I think there's some other things that, frankly, the Clinton campaign has on the shelf for next spring, summer, that they're going to dump on Trump at that time. They got stuff. So everybody's got stuff on everybody else.
Exactly. It's easy to get stuff. You know, I'm hearing your wind chimes. That's cool. I got some nice ones, too.
You can hear that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Chime to chime, man. Oh, like mine are tuned to C. How about you? Do you know? Or
I don't know. They're just tuned to nice. I like them.
Yeah, that is a nice one. I was hearing that. It's good. Must have some wind going on, yeah.
Yeah,
no, they can make up anything they want, and they can, you know, they can do anything they want. I think this is the beginning of some tough times. There could be food shortages involved because they nuked all the farmland with weather warfare.
We've warned you, everyone, and I think many of you, we got a higher percentage of people in this audience prepared than any other audience on radio.
There you go. There is. And so there's going to be a lot of things. Some people are saying right after Brexit is when the big food shortage is going to happen. And yeah, I mean, I'm not a, you know, I guess I was a prepper before prepper was even a word, but you know, I generally have my own stuff, but even I'm going to go out and get some extra stuff because, yeah, I think they're already in Haiti. You know, there's riots. There's no food on the shelves. In the poorest countries in the world, it's already happening. Kashmir, the whole crisis in Kashmir that's going on.
Do you think they're going to nuke it out over there, Pakistan?
Yeah, no, it could be
India.
Part of it. And again, you have the Khan family, one of the Nephilim bloodlines that I talk about in my latest book. Every president of India has been a Khan, and now the Pakistani president is a Khan. K H A N. And in Afghanistan, you have the Shah, the Zahir Shah family. That's another Nephilim blood. So, you know, it's the queen just threw Aga Khan this huge birthday party. Aga Khan is the guy that trains all the fundamentalist Islamists for the MI6 and the CIA and tries to pass them off as Muslim terrorists. So they're all good buddies. They're all interrelated. And I heard Khan talking, you know, the Pakistani Khan, prime minister today, making a speech at the UN. Yeah, very sort of warlike and calling on the UN to intervene and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, Kashmir is this one of these areas where I visited India a long time ago, and I remember there was a lot of drugs being run through there. I know that's got some really prime farmland up there because it's far enough north, so it's kind of like Ukraine in that sense. And I know Cargill at some point bought a bunch of land there once India kind of privatized its economy with
Cargill. Cargill bought land in the Kashmir.
In Kashmir, because it's definitely a breadbasket part of the world. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think definitely that could be part of it. And they're lining up with China, Pakistan is, and India's lining up with the United States for now. And, it's really, you know, I think there's two options right now for these globalists. I think, you know, both options involve killing the creditors. And one of them's World War III, and if they don't get that, and I think that's why they sprung this on Trump when they did, because they wanted a more robust response for the Aramco incident in Saudi Arabia, and they didn't get it, and this is right after Bolton was kind of shown the door, and that made him mad, and then, you know, it's just like every time Trump tried to make friends with Russia, they'd march out of Stormy Daniels, or they'd go invade Cohen's law offices, or you know, when he tried to pull out of Syria, the same kind of stuff. And, you know, the warmongers want war. And if they, you know, to kill creditors, and if they can't do it that way, they're gonna do it with a global depression and go
kill creditors. Talk a little bit more about killing creditors.
Well, you know, it's that document, Silent Weapons for Quiet War, that Bill Cooper told us about and had in his book,
read that.
The Bill Horse. And Deb Tavares been talking about a lot lately, which is good. It's in my Big Oil book. You know, yeah, it's their economic model that, you know, basically when you go to the bank and make a deposit, you know, you're the creditor. If you have even $100 in your checking account, you're loaning your bank $100. And people don't think of it that way. You know, they think of the banks as being the creditors, right? But they're not. They're the debtors. And so right now, that's why they're going with all this zero interest rate, you know, negative interest rate bonds all over Europe right now. Because, you know, those guys, the smart money, the rich smart money, apparently is predicting the second option, a global depression, saying, look, I'll give you $100,000 today, give me $99,000 back in 30 years, because I'm so sure that anywhere else I put my money, whether it's stock market, real estate, you know, commodities futures, it's all going to tank and it's all going to go to zero. And so at least this way, you know, so there's that. But it's also a way to sort of chip away. Well, it's a backdoor bank bailout because all the banker tits up right now. All the big banks, Deutsche Bank especially, but a lot of other big banks are insolvent. And then in 2008, they did it this other way. Well, now they're doing it with these negative interest rates. So it's kind of also a backdoor bailout of the banks by, you know, making their depositors bail them out, see? So the creditors are us, and there's a lot of us. And in this document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, you know, they're talking about economics, how they're using economics. And it also alludes to these electronic weapons, which are silent. And the brainwashing and everything, and you know, but we're the creditors, and so every once in a while, they have to kill the creditors, and that means they can keep the debt bubble going. That means these people that they owe the money back to aren't there anymore, and so it's sick. It's, you know, it's just the way they are. I mean, but they really think of it that way. Kill the creditors every once in a while. And that's part of why they're so obsessed with depopulation. It's an economic thing. So it's going to go one way or the other, I think. It's going to happen soon. And, you know, the only other option is if somehow, yeah, the awareness gets there and we can just nationalize all the central banks in one fell swoop. And, you know, that's not going to happen probably. So, yeah.
Well, it always amuses me to see Trump feigning that he's going to take on the Fed, going to take on the Federal Reserve. What a joke.
You better do it tomorrow morning or he's toast. You know, yeah, I mean, right, exactly. It was all a ruse. It's all kabuki theater. This is just what they needed to advance their agenda, this particular dynamic. And the way I look at it, they go Republican, conservatives some year, and when they do that, they advance the cartels' economic hegemony over the world. So they deregulate, they eat up small businesses, they merge companies, they let the cartels into the wild areas and suck all the resources out. Then they go to the Democrats and they advance the creepy social agenda of, you know, unlimited abortion, transgender, you know, all this weird stuff they're into. And they just go back and forth. And what we need is just the opposite. We need social conservatism, I think, and we need economic radical models. And they have us doing kind of just the opposite. And that's what they do. They just go back and forth. And they control the whole game.
They control the whole game. Don't ever forget that. Nothing is left to chance. Okay? Nothing of any substance, anyway. Dean and I will be back in just a few minutes. And let's take a moment to honor William Cooper and Behold a Pale Horse, 1991 book. Within it appeared the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Very good. Back in a minute. See that story today that the I'll just read it, a little bit of it. The ADL is at it again. They and their hate laws list. Hate. They're defining hate for all of us. What's hate? Well, it turns out now that if you make the okay sign with your hand, you know, you put your finger and thumb together and your other three fingers are kind of splayed out and you go, okay. That's now hate, Dean. So don't ever use that again.
Don't do that. Okay.
And they've also classified what as kids, when we were kids, used to get a bowl haircut. And just cut it down halfway down your ears, whatever, and let it hang. Natural. Bowl haircuts are now also hate symbols.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Yeah.
Is it getting out? This is Orwell must be flipping in his grave. I mean, this is here. According to AP,
is this full of haters and are 8 years old?
Yeah.
It's astonishing. Yeah.
The OK hand gesture, and a mass killer's bull style haircut. See, one of these mass shooters, mind control victim, probably had a bull haircut. So those are hate symbols now. Unbelievable.
Jeez.
Oh, there's another one. An anthropomorphic moon wearing sunglasses is also one of the 36 new entries in a Jewish civil rights group's online database of hate symbols used by white supremacists and other far-right extremists. You can't make this stuff up.
Man, no, you can't. Yeah, it's interesting how they're pretty much deciding, I guess, on these things. And also interesting that, you know, the Israelis, well, hardly allow anyone in their country that's not Jewish. And in fact, they don't know if they do allow anyone in their country that's not Jewish.
Well, they certainly marginalize them.
You know, and we're supposed to mix it up with everybody else. And by the way, there's an Israeli company I'm hearing that has the contract to build a border wall, so that's comforting. So is it to keep people out, or is it to keep people in, is my question. And then also, who are they going to let through when it's convenient for them? So, all sewed up. And these guys, again, the Israelis, you know, to my mind, the Israelis are like the contractor. They're the Crown's main contractor. And they do the dirty work. And that's why they're, you know, this whole thing with Carbine, you know, and Michael Chertoff, you know, and all this stuff is just, the Israelis are like, that's why they put them there. They created Hitler. Hitler went to the Tavistock in like 33. They, you know, told him what to do. Sent him back, destroyed the German economy, because it was competition to the Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Industries in Britain. And then used Hitler to, as a tool to create Israel eventually. That was the whole idea. So they controlled Hitler and they controlled the Zionists. They are the Nazis. I mean, the Nazis is the Crown. That's where that comes from. White supremacy comes from the Crown. And then they're going to sit here and tell us that if we have a bull haircut, we're white supremacists. I see. So, I mean, several members of the royal family had to, you know, step down, but for their open support of Hitler. Mussolini was brought in by the Italian House of Savoy, another part of the crown. So
there you go.
They call it the United Kingdom, you know, because this is where all the kings put their money. This is where all the kings decided they'd go, because it's an island, and back then Navy power was, well, and it's still important, although becoming less important with the electronic weapons now. So it's the United Kingdom, and yeah, this is so. The Israel is just a contractor. They do all this stuff for the crown. They're telling us what we can say, what we can't say. They're trying to create this hive mind. They're trying to you know, make people docile, make people scared, make everyone uber PC. That's where the whole PC thing comes from too. The same crowd, yeah, that's the idea. Just keep you in your house and your electronic prison behind your screen. Pretty soon nobody will go out. That's why Uber delivers McDonald's now. You know, I mean, pretty soon people won't even leave their houses.
I can't keep up with this stuff.
And they have a facial recognition drive-thrus going in at McDonald's now, too. And all of them are.
Well, they say AI automated drive-thru service will be in within the next year or two. No more employment for people.
Yeah. I've seen FedEx has got these little robots. They're going to go neighborhood to neighborhood with these little box things that, on wheels. And, you know, so there you go. So,
what's that?
It's all going that way. And that's part of the cull, part of the killing the creditors is that, you know, if you have machines do all that, well, first of all, they're not creditors.
What's the FedEx little box thing, Dean?
It's like a little, God, it's the size of like a mini fridge and it's on wheels. And
what's it do?
Somehow it just delivers packages. I guess it goes to like densely populated, you know, suburbs or whatever. And then it just like maybe the truck lets it go at a certain location and then it just, you know, covers the whole area. So, there's a little box, and you know, they had a commercial on it. They had a commercial on it. I saw it the other night. They were bragging about it. So
really, well, what will happen there, is gangs will kidnap them and loot the packages
inside. That's
exactly
what my wife was saying. I said, yeah, exactly. I hope the sooner the better. You know, if you see one of those in your neighborhood and you need to like sight in,
well, they'll shoot them. They'll disable them.
I might suggest that as a way to do it, but. Yeah, that's creepy.
Oh, and don't forget about 5D, which is 5G. 5G in Cincinnati, I had a story the other day. They're putting up these 5G towers all over the city, and no one knows who's doing it, allegedly. Mm-hmm. The city managers do, but they're not talking. They're just being put up everywhere, these 5G towers.
That's it. It's not the government. See, I think it's like people call it the deep state. Well, it's neither. It's not deep. It's very shallow. It's very few people. And it's not a state. It's a private thing called
Thank
the crown.
You
it's
that.
The sovereigns.
Very
it's
good.
The sovereigns.
Yeah.
They call themselves sovereigns. And they push this sovereignty and the sovereign individual and the sovereign. Yeah, because they're sovereigns. They don't have a nation state. They created nation states only so they could put them against each other and make money when they fought each other in wars and get them in debt. Yes, and keep them under control that way, and then get the taxes from the people. Of course, is a big one. So yeah, it's Crown Castle putting up most of those towers. They're on Fleet Street in the city of London, the 1 square mile, separate entity from London. And then, of course, it's Circle. It has all the 5G patents. The Crown Agent, the Queen has a golden share. And, yeah, all these robots and everything, it can't work without the 5G. I mean, you know, FedEx is a little
Trump
robots,
was already
I'm
talking
sure.
about. Yeah. Trump's talking about 6G. He said 5G, 6G, all the better. All the better.
He didn't even know what it is.
He doesn't know. They have no idea.
You know what's going on. These city councilmen in Cincinnati. It's like, here's $5,000 at a hooker. You know, just let it happen. Whatever. I mean, I'm sure. You know, because they don't know. They don't know who's behind it. They don't know what's going on. They don't know that it's a weapon system. They don't know that it's going to be used to kill people, target people with 200 gigahertz. You know?
If it's an Agenda 21 city with a city manager, the city manager would probably know.
There you go. There you go. Exactly.
But,
okay,
but that's
right.
The only one. Basically.
Yeah, that's the only one.
I'm looking at this hate list, the ADL's hate list. And there's some really funny things on here. If you say love your race, whatever race you are. I love my race. I'm Asian. I love my race. It's a white supremacist slogan and a hate symbol. Yeah. And I love your race. Wow.
Strip all tradition, all culture.
Everything.
Homogenize everyone. Get us used to not having tradition, not having culture.
See, it's anti-diversity. And it's the antithesis of diversity.
It's what they want. Opposite of what they tell us. Exactly. It's the opposite.
Like
it's
is white,
a whistleblower.
Up is down.
We were talking earlier, whistleblower. Now it's a good word. I see. I'm sorry, I'm behind the times on that one. I thought it was a bad word for you guys. And it's like environmentalist. Well, yeah, it's a good word. Now, okay, let's use climate change agenda and turn that idea upside down and use it against them, you know? And, yeah, it's Luciferian, Freemasonic, fundamentalist religion. And on the Jewish side, it's the Sabbatean, Frankist, upside-down religion. Take the Torah, turn it upside down, call it the Talmud. Mm-hmm. You know, take the Bible, turn it upside down. Use it, you know, worship Lucifer, the fallen angel instead of the God, the good God, call the good God Adonai, the God of darkness. And we're smarter than God. And these are the gods. And so the technology guys and that work for them. And they, you know, you hear it all the time. It's like, it's just openly saying that, we're the new gods. You know, we're going to create all this neat stuff. And that's what they think. And there's mad scientists at every university in the country. I mean, at farming universities now, they're encouraging kids, to get off the farm. You know, these farm agronomists.
Wait a minute.
Like,
ag schools are telling kids
to
get off the farm?
Yeah, we're going to
where they're supposed to go.
Right, exactly. And these are supposed to be agronomists that are, you know, helping to further agriculture. And they're not. They're furthering the agenda. And this is why they're nuking the farm, and they want to discourage those guys, get them off there. The land will go cheap when they're gone because of the flooding. They didn't get their crops in, they didn't get them out, or one or the other, or both. And then they'll come in with the hog confinements. They're rolling back all the CAFO laws, and Missouri did it in 2016, so they can allow them. Now they took away the power of counties to stop confined animal units, and now the state decides, and they say yes, and that, you know, there's a lawsuit on it, but we'll see. And then they're going to have, you know, tractors that drive themselves with GPS, and they're going to have robots picking the corn, and, you know, that's where it's going. That's where they want to go. And that doesn't require as many people. So the 5G debilitates, makes sick. They'll make money off us on the way out. They'll get us as sick as they can. They won't kill us right away. They don't want to. They want a slow kill where we get sick first, and they can make a lot of money on the pharmaceutical cartel and things.
Oh, yeah.
These people. And that's
they love cancer. Cancer's a, what a business.
I love cancer. Cancer's one of the favorites. So we can't eat meat, Jeff, because, you know, it's destroying the planet. But we can eat a burger, you know, at Burger King that's made out of, you know, GMO bacteria made from Monsanto. And that's really good for you, so don't forget that.
Is that a thing called what is it called, a nothing burger or something? I don't know what it's
called.
Yeah,
it's like an Impossible Whopper, they call it at Burger King. But it's just
that's
everywhere.
An Impossible
Burger. And then you got scientists in Sweden, you know, encouraging cannibalism. You know, because that's how we're going to save the planet. Little Greta told us so. And it's wow. I mean, it is so far out. It you just got to laugh. And it's just like a comic strip. Every day you wake up and it's a new comic strip. And it's just hard to believe people can take it seriously.
Yeah,
but 90% of them do.
Yeah. The pace of
it. So programmed.
Dean, the pace is overwhelming for most
that's
people.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And you and I have a tough time keeping up with it.
Exactly.
Not that I really enjoy doing it, but it's my job.
No, it sucks.
Your job. We got to watch it.
But what a pace. Oh, yeah. That's what I've been telling people. I say, you know, Agenda 21 means Agenda 21. It doesn't mean Agenda 30, 2030. I think that's disinformation coming from the CIA.
Good for you. I agree.
Because they're trying to lull people to sleep. Oh, no, we got 10 years. We got 20. No. We got 2021 is the year, and by 2021... they want everybody microchip with the mark of the beast technology, cryptocurrency. They want all this 5G hooked up, and most people are going to be drilling idiots. They're going to program stuff designed specifically for you with all this aerosol nanobots they're putting in your body, and they're going to be able to know everything about you. And then they're going to be like, oh, Dean likes Bob Marley. Yo, we'll beam him some Bob Marley and tell him Serco's good, and he'll believe it. And I won't, but most people would. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to tailor the propaganda. This is called Ultra. This isn't MK Ultra anymore. This is just Ultra. And this was hatched in 1946, man. And that's when MI6 started, and that's when the CIA started. And those are both secret societies working for the Crown. And the Masons and the Muslim Brotherhood and the Kabbalists are all intelligence agencies working for the Crown. You can just take those things, and you can use intelligence agency and secret society interchangeably, in other words. And this is Ultra. This is Ultra without the MK. This means mass mind control of the entire global population through electronic stimulation. And this is already going on. It's already going on.
Electronic stimulation, electronic formation, control. They are literally assembling you now. They have the ability to assemble you from within. Total control, nanobot, nanotech, it's all there. And HARP, they got HARP facilities. They just truck them around, set them up. They got satellite control.
Yeah.
It's so far down the road from what anyone would think normally.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Yeah, and DARPA, all I got to do is watch DARPA video, and I'll tell you all about it. So,
I ran that. Yeah.
Did you see that?
In fact, I played it on the air.
Bragging about it. These are the mad scientists. Yeah, good. It's insanity. And, you know, the people that are aware, I mean, if Jeff had nanobots in his body, it's just like, boof, they're short-circuited, he's too smart, it's not going to work, okay? Now, that's the one thing I want to say, is that anybody that's really aware, really smart, this is just child's play. They're just inbreds. They don't have any power over you. You're not going to believe any of this shit, because you know better. That's true. So that's what we got going for. But it's just the problem is so many people not only don't know any better, they don't even know it's happening, and they don't even see it coming. And so, you know, they're in trouble. Most people are in trouble.
And furthermore,
really,
honestly, I hear all the time people who are awake, and they say, I try and tell people, and they hate me. They don't want to talk to me. They get angry. They just leave me alone with that crap. So they got that
going,
too, the controllers. They know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do with all this ADL list and stuff, is turn your family into, oh, what was really creepy was after the mass shootings, Trump starts talking about, oh, we're going to have to do the mental health thing. And before you know it, pops up on
social mental health credit scoring to see who's going to be able to buy a gun. That's step one for social credit, communist Bolshevik crap from China.
And HARPA. Did you hear about HARPA? It's a health.
Yes, of course.
Advanced Research Project Administration. So, you know, they're going to, exactly. So now what they want is for your mom or your uncle or your sister to, Jeff's been acting funny. He's talking about this funny stuff. Maybe he has mental health issues. Maybe we need to get him some help. You know, and, here comes the pharmaceutical cartel. Here comes the white coat.
Snitch.
Here comes, you know, really, that's where we're at. I mean, if you're talking about truth right now, you're crazy. You're considered crazy.
Oh,
people
they'll snitch
so
you in, and you'll be visited, and then you'll be off to a Chinese-type re-education camp. Believe it.
Here's some jello.
That's coming.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. Take
you
your what they'll do is you can have your choice. You can do hard time in prison, or we can put you in a re-education facility. What would you like to do?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they'll do.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what's going on, and it is really getting creepy, so it's all part of the agenda. There's no coincidence. All this stuff happens for a reason. Everything's being laid out, and I believe it is coming from a dark force beyond the universe, beyond this world, not of this world. You know, I call them the Nephilim nowadays, but
sure.
AI, Nephilim, Anunnaki, Jinn, Watiko, Wendigo, I don't care what you call them, but it's not of this world, and what they're trying to do is initiate everyone into their belief system, ultimately, so that they don't even have to mind control you eventually. You'll just go along with the program. You'll just become a cannibal or a zombie or an immoral person of all
sorts.
Oh,
you'll self-police.
An abomination. You'll become an abomination like they are. And that's what they're after. And you look around you and, you know, I'll tell you what, man. I went down the other day and I was like, whoa, are those zombies? Really? Am I seeing zombies? And I swear there was a couple of people that they really
struck
me as
like,
they just weren't right anymore.
They're not right.
And so this is where, and you know, even in the Bible, man, whatever you believe in, but even the Bible, it says don't worship the images and what I think is like the screen on the computer, the screen, just looking
at
the screen.
That's the ultimate icon, isn't it?
It doesn't matter what you're looking at. If you're looking at the screen too much, you're falling into that trap of sort of worshiping the false images of the, you know, and it's bad. And that's all it is. And so that's how they're initiating people with the screens. Too much screen time. Way too much screen time, man. And so it's a real conundrum, of course, because technology, you know, this is how it's always been. In the ancient times, it was the same way. They call them the ancients. Ooh, the ancients were so smart. They had technology. Yeah, and then, like, it's a good thing. Like, we're supposed to think that was the ancients were so smart, so much smarter than us, right? They weren't. They were just, you know, they were evil. And technology has always been the downfall of mankind, and it's happened before. And when you get a hold of this kind of stuff, you know, we know they're feudalists. We know they're barbarians. We know they're monarchs, kings and queens, all stuff. But when you have the electronics and the high technology, I think high technology is an interesting term. You know, low technology, all for it. I like the wheel. The wheel's good. Other things that make our life easier. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about high technology, first of all, what does that mean to call it high technology? Does that mean it's from outer space? Does that mean it's from somebody that's not from here? What does that mean exactly? And when they got a hold of this, and that's going to be the tool, then this initiation process into, you know, pagan, druid, because the royals are druids, they're pagans. That's what they believe in. They do Beltane. That's when they burn little babies and stuff and sacrifice them. And all the hippies celebrate Beltane. They think it's cool because they're all brainwashed and they're already initiated partially into this thing. And so that's the thing. That's why you see liberals degenerating faster right now than anyone else, because they've already been suckered into the New Age movement or suckered into the hippie movement or suckered into the, you know, some other Tavistock-related, you know, degeneration of humanity. And so they're going first, you know, and they're leading the charge. But what's funny is you have, like, the Pritzker family of a Hyatt hotel chain funding the whole transgender thing. And these are conservative Republicans. So they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're, you know, they don't care. I mean, they'll use any any ism, any belief, any, this is why you got to be so discerning right now of everything, people. And you have to, you can't cling to dogma, you can't cling to a party, you can't cling to a belief system, except for your own very belief, your own heart, your own soul, what you know to be true. Because everything is going to become smoke and mirrors. It already is. It's just, you can't even, you know, the minute you think, you know, there's a word that's good, they're going to make it bad. The minute you think an idea might be bad, it's going to be...
They're introducing chaos at such an internal level of your consciousness and subconsciousness. Yeah. It's chaos. It's
this
semantic war was the first part. Now it's all symbols. And I'm looking at this ADL thing. And I swear, over half the definitions have the term white supremacist in it. White supremacist. White supremacist.
Yeah.
They've taken that in the last 6 to 12 months and made it public enemy number one. Whites and white supremacy.
And again, to remind folks, the white supremacy started with the City of London Crown, with the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which they moved to London and became the Tavistock. Which, you know, they got behind Hitler, Prescott Bush, Union Bank of Switzerland, the whole thing. That's the white supremacy, City London bankers. And so, again, they're taking this word and they're using it to get this phrase, they're using it against us, and that's what they are. That's what they are.
Everything is misdirection. It's reverse projection, misdirection. For God's sakes, don't buy into any club or organization. Just keep your distance. Think for yourself.
Yeah.
If you can spend some quiet time away from the screen, what will your mind do? It'll actually start to think, not react.
Yeah.
Think.
Yeah.
That's what they're taking away from people.
That's right.
Taking their thinking away. Dean, thank you, my friend. You be well. Take care. Talk to you next month and enjoy each day. I know you do.
All right. You too, my brother. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Okay. You
good
got
night.
It. Dean Henderson, terrific mind. All right, there's our Friday night program for you. Weekend coming up. Hope you have a nice time. Do that. Spend some time with yourself. Let your mind think. Don't always be connected to something and engaged. Disengage and let your mind produce thoughts for you. It will bring it back to life. Okay, have fun. Talk soon. Thanks for being here.